You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Demon Assist,
Dallas Smash,
Tiger Stand,
Aussie Country.
Ooh, Aussie Country. I've always wanted to ride the crazy train.
Ride it? I'm pretty sure you're the conductor.
Yeah. Oh.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Sniffling Rob Gast.
Again. Yes. Yeah. I'm sick. I think this is like the second episode in, what, 2 months I've been glogged down in sickness.
I'm told it's the joys of having children.
It is. Yes. Again, I have a little baby, Charlie. She's 13 months and she's in daycare. And yeah, she's just a petri dish of everything.
Today, what'd you learn at school today? Influenza? Apparently.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah. Next time you don't have to bring it home. We'll keep it off the fridge.
Yeah. Next week, we're learning about Ebola. No, you're not. No Ebola for you.
No, yeah. So if this ends up being a little shorter than our usual episodes, we apologize, obviously. I mean, being a man down. Plus, we have a big things planned for episode 100 next week.
Yeah, there'll be lots of content on that one.
Yes.
So if you find this one a little short, don't worry. Yeah. Next week's 100 episode extravaganza.
Yes, exactly.
Nice and long.
But we also, too, we didn't want to just, like, throw just any old show for episode 99. Like, it's the Gretzky show. We don't,
This is the greatest of all time show.
Yes, exactly. It's pretty wonderful. And you know what's funny? Any podcaster out there knows when you number your shows, I number ours 0. Like this one is 099, last week's was 098, and I always had that zero there knowing that one day we would hit the century mark.
Right.
Now, I didn't put two zeros because I know there's no way we're reaching 1,000. So I wasn't looking that far ahead in the future, but at least that's why now next week I'm going to be able to use that zero, that placeholder I've been having there for almost 2 years now.
Well, we could get to 1,000, but I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Well, and if that's the case, then I'll just renumber them all. I'll just,
Roman Pond and Cast disbands after episode 101.
Yes. Awesome. So anything going on this week with you?
Yeah. Well, I had that audition last week.
Yes.
And then they had a callback where they were interested.
Of course.
And so for those who don't know, they say like, hey, we think we want you for the part. But I'm not the only person they say that to.
Right. Right.
So then you go, oh, okay, great. And then you forget about it. Like, you do your audition, you walk out the room, you forget about it because you can't stretch yourself over stuff you can't control.
That's
right.
There's
a million reasons why you don't get it and one why you do. So walk out the room, forget about it. Then the agent calls you up and goes, oh, they're interested in you. And you go, okay, great. And then you hang up the phone and you forget about it. And then they call you back and they go, they want additional pictures of you wearing this outfit and this outfit. And I'm like, oh, it's very much like Grindr that Rob sent me to.
Yes.
Yeah. So then you take additional pictures and like, we're still interested in you. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's great. Okay. We'll see how it works out. And then I get the call from my agent that I booked the role. So I'm pretty happy with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I can't tell you any details of anything, but it's real cool. And it's once it comes out, I think people will be like, oh shit, really? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, well, this is awesome because I know you pick up parts here and there, and I'm sure there's a lot of other podcasts out there that say, yeah, I'm a musician. Well, yeah, they never play out, they never leave their parents' basement, or I'm an actor, except they never actually do anything. But you are actually a working actor where, yes, you're actually literally booking stuff, and we're seeing it happen. And it's not like, yes, we both have day jobs, but we don't we don't talk to on the episode saying, oh yeah, I got an audition tonight just to blow up the podcast. No, this is actually shit that is actually happening. So
yeah. But see, acting is a strange world, because anybody who's done a scene, let's say it's a beer commercial or something for like a job they work for, and they're like, we want you to make a commercial for our department or something. And so people will be like, yeah, I've done some acting.
Yes.
And it's just like, well, you have journeyman actors who've gone to like the greatest schools and are amazing actors. You have people who've gone to great teachers and not gone to like Juilliard, but are great actors as well, but they never took that path. You have sports people who went the sports route and then have come back and after sports they're like, or during sports they're like, you know what, I want to do acting at the same time. So there's different ways of getting there, but there are people who've done like one thing, not trained, work background. Background is fine, but I mean like to jump up to a principal role, not have no training or whatever, and they put you in because you look a certain way, right? And you say one line and then it's like, oh, I'm an actor. And it's just kind of weird because there's no levels. There's no way to say, yeah, oh, are you a journeyman actor? Or are you a,
Well, yeah, it's like what I do.
A franchise actor? Like if there's no levels in acting, so anybody can say they're an actor. Because, yeah, you know, like I did some mudding and taping in my house here. You know, I don't go around telling everybody I'm a fucking taper.
No, of course not.
You know, you're a professional taper. You'd be like, fuck you, you're not a fucking taper. You did it once in your basement.
Yeah,
but I did it once, right? So that makes me a taper.
Well, we do that a lot at work because of my job, I can teach you what you need to know in a classroom in about 2 weekends, but then it takes practice. Like, it's all time on the job. And that's how you get better. And the way I tell people, it's like, it's almost like, when do you call yourself a guitar player? When you go to the store and buy a guitar and bring it home? Are you a guitar player? No. When you've owned it for a week? No. When you've been playing for 5 years? Maybe you are. Maybe you're not. Like, it's one of those that's so hard to define. And like you're saying about acting, it's so hard to, you know, we act in this podcast. Am I an actor? No. But hearing.
Yeah, and that's it. And I'm not saying anybody who doesn't do these things isn't an actor.
Right.
But it's the level of commitment. Are you putting in that type of time? Are you taking classes? Are you learning? Because even like I was taught, there's some of the great actors that you know, like Gene Hackman back in the day. My acting teacher had run into him, my former acting teacher ran into him at an airport, and he's like, he was in a rush. He's like, well, where are you going? He's like, oh, like he's in LA. And he's like, I got to fly to New York. But there's this great new acting teacher who's got this great new method. He's like, you're Gene Hackman. Why are you still taking classes? He's like, you can never stop learning when you're an actor. You have to keep working it because it's a muscle. You have to keep working it. So, you know, like the people who do, you know, who were a background in one commercial and then claim to be an actor, you know, and then you have people who are like the great actors are like Daniel Day-Lewis and all that. It's like they're not the same thing at all.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's no way to classify that. So when you hear people go like, oh yeah, I've done acting, oh, I'm an actor, you kind of like, got to go, okay, so what have you done?
Exactly.
Well, and I'm not dissing anybody who's done a small part because, and they want to do more and they want to, that's great. But it's just, like I said, it's kind of a weird business where everybody can claim to be the same thing, but they're really not.
Well, that's just it. And I know we're heading up to episode 100 next week, but with us, I remember when we started, I tried to join a Facebook group and it was Toronto and GTA, the Greater Toronto Area. And that's where we live. I mean, I'm very west of that. Like, I'm not quite in it, but anyway, we're Toronto based.
Right.
And it was a comedian thing. And they're like, oh no, this is for actual comedians. Sorry. Good luck with your thing. And I'm like, oh, really? And now, you know what? Here we are almost 2 years later, running up to 100 episodes, thousands of downloads all over the world, and I think we're 29.
Nominated for a Canadian Comedy Award.
and that's what I mean. Like, it's nothing, we're not trying to do a humble brag here. But in my head, I'm like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I'm just waiting for the phone call to be like, oh, can I be on your podcast? Oh, no, this is for real comedians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's so funny because you get these where there's no real fast and loose rules on what classifies you as a comedian or an actor or a musician or this and that, but the pretension behind it is so fucking thick and rich.
Yeah. You know, exactly. And for myself, like I said, you have those actors at the top that are amazing actors, not necessarily famous, but amazing actors. There are a lot of amazing actors who are not working. And then you have the people who are just starting or who have no experience and kind of fall into it, or they do a bit role or something, and that's all they've ever done. And I'm not saying I'm at the top or at the bottom. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm somebody who takes his classes. He works really hard on everything from, I work my craft as hard as I can, and it gets very tough. It gets very emotional, because you gotta be able to hit all the ranges, all the cues, and that's tough work to sit there and emotionally drain yourself for an entire weekend. Most people would like go mad. But actors were gluttons for punishment.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm in the middle. I'm working it, and it's like I said, there's no way to say, if Daniel Day-Lewis walks in and Steve from accounting, who was holding up a billboard in a commercial once.
Yeah.
Both claim to be the same. Both claim to be like, well, I'm an actor. Oh, so am I. Oh no. Even I wouldn't put myself anywhere near where Daniel Day-Lewis and those people are, who are so, they're just so amazing, and they work so hard, and they've done it their entire lives, and I'm working to get there, but I may never get there, but I think I'm humble enough to realize Joe never claimed to be you're the best at anything.
But like I said, more to my point, where with the congratulations on booking the role, and it's like I said, it's not just, you're not blowing smoke. It's like this stuff is actually happening. So yeah, it's very cool. Very awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. So yeah, everybody get ready for all the nudity. No, not doing that again.
Oh boy.
All right, man. Anything else going on?
Other than being super sick? No, not much. Just trying to get over this sickness and,
I thought you were down with the sickness, man.
I thought so. I thought so too. But apparently my immune system is just shit. So, oh well. Anyway, so let's just jump into it. You got any headlines for us this week?
Okay. Professor didn't think Australia was a country. Almost failed a student when he pushed back.
What?
Southern New Hampshire University has fired a professor for a glaring mistake. The school has confirmed the educator, whose name has been kept private, which is a good thing, almost gave a student a failing grade on an assignment because she refused to believe that Australia is a country.
Oh.
Despite the student's insistence and also showing proof, the school basically said that we deeply regret the interaction between our professor and the student. We apologize, and they also apologize to Australia and wish them well in the Olympics. So, but this teacher basically said, it's not a country, it's a continent.
Yeah, of course it is, but it's both.
It is both. So, but when the student pushed back and said, no, it looks like it was a female student. When she pushed back and said, no, you're wrong.
No, it's both, yeah.
Yeah, she's one of those teachers who are never wrong.
Oh, right, yes, there's lots of those.
I know everything about everything. So,
of course,
she said, I'll give you another chance. Go back and correct this, or I give you a failing grade. And she doubled down and went to the principal and went, "What the fuck is happening?"
Yeah, like, no kidding.
It's kind of like they used to say that every generation, like especially this generation, the younger ones, they don't value education.
Right.
They believe it's like elitism. Now those people are teachers.
Oh boy, yay. Yeah.
Mama Dundun told me that Australia was nothing but kangaroos.
Well, it's a common mistake. You could understand the student making that mistake.
Right.
That I would see coming 100 miles away, but not the teacher. Like, fuck. Like how would you not know that? Like, you're an educator. And, it's not like I'm asking, there's lots of people out there. I know, there's people that are just amazing in math but can't spell their name. There's people that are just phenomenal in geography but can't do math. I get it. There's people have strengths, but as an educator, you think you'd know the basics. Like,
well, she said like, no, this is wrong. Like, and she said, well, she says, after she pushed back the second time, the principal came back. She came back and said, well, I'll hold your grade off till I do some independent investigation.
Yes. Google.
Google? Jesus.
Siri.
Yeah.
Quick Siri, question.
Yeah. I'm sure.
No, Australia is both a continent and a country. You fucking idiot. Oh, that's enough, Siri. We didn't need to go there, but yes. Awesome. Shame on you, teacher. You should know better, and good on you. Good on you to the student for taking a stand.
We don't know if her name was Anya, but good on you, Anya.
Do you have any other headlines?
Yeah, man. 45-minute farm standoff ends when cops realize tiger is stuffed. okay, so you know, oh, okay, use another one of those stupid lines where you don't want to toy around with a tiger.
Yeah.
But in police in Peterhead, Scotland, sprang into action Saturday night when a local farmer in the northeast reported the presence of a large, fearsome cat with stripes on his farm. He goes, "I got the fright of my life," that he told the Scottish Sun. The creature appeared to be crouched on a ramp near his farm. Officers immediately dispatched several vehicles, including armed response team, to the farm. In addition, it's like swatting, but with stuffed animals. It's, police contacted a nearby wildlife park to check and see if any tigers had escaped. They're like, "No, everything's fine." And they said by the time they got there, they emphasized that this farmer was not a prankster. He was legitimately scared.
Right.
And when they got there, yeah, they found it was a stuffed tiger.
Okay.
They don't know where it came from. But,
like, oh, okay. So it was a previously a living tiger, and it was taxidermy stuffed? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Or
no,
a plushie.
It was a plushie.
Like I would buy
like,
my kid.
But a fair size plushie. Like a, yeah. Like one that's about 5 feet long or 4 feet long. It was a fair size.
Oh yeah, last Christmas, days before my Charlie was born, my daughter, I bought her a big monkey, and it's like about the size of a fifth grader. And you know, if you were hammered and you came into my house, you might think there's a big monkey in the house. It doesn't, but you would, if you were sober, you'd instantly know it's not a big monkey.
and what I love about the Scottish people is they love to take a piss out of you. They love. To fucking, if you're going to do something like this and fuck up this big, they're going to.
Oh, yes.
So what they started doing was posting pictures on Instagram and Facebook of people dressed as tigers claiming to be negotiators.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I could talk to your tiger if you want me to. Okay, so how about this? This is of course, these are weird headlines.
Yes, of course.
So the Catholic Church is requesting backup due to the rise in demonic activity.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so when you're the last line of defense against evil, who are you going to call? Well, apparently everybody.
Everybody.
Yes, so they're looking for more exorcists.
Okay.
And it's not that they're running out of priests. They're not. They're just the demonic activity has increased so much that they're actually calling for members of the public to get trained as well.
Right. Okay. This is a hard sell for me. As you know, and I've said it before, I'm a practicing atheist. So, yeah. I mean, and
they're only asking for Catholics, so obviously.
I know, but I was baptized, confirmed, and communed, and all the other good stuff. And then I realized, what the fuck? Anyway, but okay, I'm not here to put down religion. I'm just, what's going on? Is there more like from the movie The Exorcist? Is there more like people going nutty or blaming they're possessed on?
Look at the world today, right? Everything's accurate. Everything's confrontational. Everything's about a fight. You know, everybody's doing evil to each other as much as possible, and they get off on it. Trolling's the number one thing they do online, right? You can't tell me that trolls aren't demonic.
But okay, well, okay. Here's another way of looking at it too. Okay, yes, there's a lot of shit in the world. We are aware of that. Hey, that's one of the main reasons why we do this show, is to bring, you know, maybe a little half an hour of laughter to people's weeks, but. Is it because we're more aware of what's going on? Because I know...
Well, technically, they're blaming you for it.
Me?
They're saying yes. Well, not specifically personally. Rob Cass.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But, you know, they're saying that since there's a drop in attendance at church,
right.
They've noticed a correlation that as attendance has dropped in church, demonic activity has risen, which you got to kind of... You know, if you're a sexist, you say the same thing happened because women got more rights. And if you're, you know, I guess if you're Catholic or if you're a priest or something, you're going to say, well, oh, yeah, more people aren't going to church these days. And there's more demonic activity than ever.
Now, because of the Roman podcast and that asshole.
Mostly because of the Roman podcast.
Mostly because of the Roman podcast and that Rob Cast guy. It's like, yeah, no, I understand. I'll shoulder that responsibility if that's what's happening. I'll take it. I don't need a, I don't, you know, I don't, I'm not possessed.
How do you know, Rob?
How would I know? How would I know? Yes, yes. Satan's got his hand up my ass and he's working me like Jim Hansen. That's what's happening. Anyway, okay, so...
Maybe you taste the devil's pudding.
Yeah, taste the devil's pudding. So what are they doing? Are they recruiting the Catholic church? Are they going like to the Lutherans and the Baptists?
No, they're going to the Catholic congregation, but they're just basically saying like they're reaching out to all Catholics around the world, basically saying like, hey, we need more people to be trained as exorcists.
Right.
And it's not necessarily the Vatican, because that's not what they mention here. I don't know if it's specifically the Vatican itself or if it's just a sect of like one church specifically.
Right.
But yeah, they're looking for backup. You gotta admit, hey, you know, like, if I could smash a demon in the face, why not?
Well, of course, yeah. Hey, if you put on a resume. I can type 60 words a minute. I can also scave off demonic possessions. Oh, really? Oh, that's quite something.
It's true, but look, the shittiest people in the world now are now the most famous.
Yes, this is true.
You know, I'm not going to mention political or religious.
Right.
But I feel safe in saying Kardashian.
Yes, I think that's something we can all get behind.
Yeah, well, there's enough behind for us to get behind.
Yeah, over there, yes, there's plenty of behind.
So how do these people become famous? The worst of the worst. And so the Catholic, you know, I guess that's what it is. The moment Kim Kardashian became famous, they're like, demons!
Demons!
There's demons everywhere!
Wow. Well, good luck to them. I don't want to tell them not to go.
When your kitchen table's floating upside down and your shit's flying out of your cupboards, you'll be calling me,
Rob. I will be the first to admit I will come on here. The second someone presents proof of demonic possession to me, I will happily change my tune. But
like Eddie Murphy, and he's like, oh, what a great house. Get out. Too bad you can't say, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. So do you got any more headlines coming our way? Or?
Yeah, I got one quick one there. It is a man with sledgehammer pounds parked Dallas police cars.
What? It sounds like a tongue twister. Pound park.
And I nailed it. Let me say it again. Man with sledgehammer pounds parked Dallas police cars. Authorities say a man took a sledgehammer to about a dozen squad cars in a Dallas police station parking lot. Well, I mean, if you're going to shoot fish in a barrel.
Right. Yeah, of course.
You know, police say the man walked into the Dallas Central Patrol parking lot at the city's Marshal's Office Detention Center before dawn Sunday and started hitting the cars. The center holds the people responsible. The center holds people arrested for public intoxication and other low-level misdemeanors at that location. His name hasn't been released, or other details of the incident hasn't been disclosed. And they say the man hasn't been taken to jail.
Oh,
no, well, he's in a paddy wagon. No, he's in a paddy wagon, and they've got him unsecured in the back, and they're giving him the rough ride.
Yes, I can well imagine. Well, so. Okay, if you wanted to disable the fleet, probably the best thing you can do is just go in that big parking lot and just start whacking the bumpers and setting all the airbags off.
Yeah, well, apparently he just started smashing the cars.
Went apeshit.
Break this window, break that window, smash the quarter panel.
Yeah.
I'll show you, motherfucker!
And this was at where? Tim Hortons?
Yeah, this is the
24 cars were hit.
What do you call that there? It's the the drunk tank.
Oh yeah, the piss tank. Yeah,
yeah, the piss tank. So that's where he was. I don't know if he was drunk.
Right. Sounds like it.
They're probably like, we should probably just let him go because it makes us look like idiots.
Yeah. How do we explain the damage? Oh, I have no idea. Maybe a hailstorm. Yeah, let's just say that.
Somebody call the police.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. Yeah. So just, I don't know. Maybe secure your vehicles a little bit better. Like,
well, there's nothing. I think there's nothing you can do if people want to cause damage. It's just this guy was smart enough to go, well, if I'm going to go smash cop cars, I might as well go where they congregate.
Yeah, where they. Yeah, Timmy's. Or sorry, or the parking lot where they.
You know, where all the cops, where all the cop cars show up together, and that's where they feed them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And then they just took a sledgehammer to them.
Yeah. Well. Hey, like we don't condone any vandalism on this show, but you know, if you're going to go insane. Hey, have at her.
Yeah, and save yourself the trip. I mean, do it right at the cop station so they can come out and just drag you in.
Yeah, who wants to be thrown in a cop car, especially after you beat the shit out of it? You mean, like, that's just unsafe. you don't want to smash the windows on a cop car and then have to be use that same cop car to take you downtown. That's just, you know.
Especially not in winter. I know it's Dallas and all, but.
Yeah, still. Yeah, it's just a bit chill in the air. Yeah, exactly.
Take you downtown, literally, like, The 3 feet.
Awesome. All right. So, again, I apologize for the shortness of this episode just because I am, again, under the weather. I don't know why. I try to eat right. I try to take care of myself and then...
Demons. It's demons.
Demons. Demons. I will check my buttocks right after this show for demons. See if there's any floating around somewhere. Anyway, but we should take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we go. Roman, do you want to tell everybody where they can find us on Twitter?
On Twitter and Instagram and also Facebook, they find us at Roman Pod and Cast.
And yourself?
I'm at Roman Citizens. Again, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Tinder.
Grindr.
No, Grindr. I only made the mistake 4 times now.
Only four times.
One told me he loved me.
He did. Well, you mean, that usually costs extra, but you know. You can find myself at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on the Instagrams. And do not forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you would like to send Roman some tasty nudes, send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And under the same token, if you want to have any tasteful nudes, you want to send them to me, you can send them to the same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And do not forget about our website, RomanPodcast.com, where you can see the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Mountain Network, the Ask Roman and Rob Anything button, our Amazon widget, where we get a little kiss from Amazon if you use that. All that good stuff is all on there. And, of course, do not forget the last thing, our Review Reach Round. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a Review Reach Round, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere you listen to the show, click the Review button and give us a star rating review. We call that the Review Reach Round.
That's a 5-star Australian Israel reach around.
Outstanding. So, until next week, the Big 100. This is Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Or are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Holes. Wah, wah. Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix Podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud.
Hi.
That was the other third of the Grolix Podcast.
From afar. Because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman Podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman Podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolix Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guys that created Doctor Who.
Canadian.
He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. Oh. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentbound.network.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.